haven't you heard, dear God, that's not cool anymore.
Did you write that down or something?
I don't. I think I. I'm, no, I'm just that good.
Hmm. Nice.
You don't think that's catchy? This rolls right off the tongue.
Sure.
I'm into snapping the fingers today for some reason.
It's a new Lil Jon song. You're just enthused.
Oh, yeah. Snapping my fangles. So, what happened? This prompt this whole wait, haven't you heard, dear Lord, that's not cool anymore conversation was last night at Sundown Salute. Once I was done with my duties, the emceeing duties, I ran over to the concessionary. Man, there were so many people out there. It was such a gorgeous night, and the park was just packed. Dewey said maybe close to 15,000 people out there. So lots of people jammed into that park for the show. It was a great show. And so I took my intermission, and the lines to all the concession stands were really long. I specifically wanted to go to the one that had the Super Pretzel. You're familiar with the nacho cheese and everything?
Yep.
And usually they have the little rotating thing, you know, they put the pretzels in. You know what I'm talking about? It keeps them warm, and they rotate in there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They took it out of the refrigerator and put it into the microwave when I ordered it.
Really?
Yeah. It took them like half an hour to make a dude an ice cream float. He's like, I'll take a root beer float. Okay, hold on. Tick, tock, tick. You making the ice cream back there? Are you milking the cow right now to make the ice cream? What are you doing? So it was slow moving, and lucky me, I get some 12-year-old kid up next to me who's, like, sidling. Like, just right. Like, you know, instead of, you know, some people stand in line and some people stand kind of in a diagonal line. Like, they start getting behind you too awkwardly, you know, like almost they're trying to cut or something. It's like that. He has this laser pointer. Look at all the things I can point at with it, you know. And I give him credit for not pointing it at people's eyes or at people in general, you know. But that's obnoxious, you know. And that's not popular or cool anymore. Yeah, there's some debate on whether the laser pointer was ever cool. Look at this laser pointer I got.
Yeah, that's what they said.
So we thought we'd do a little public service this morning and have you share some other things that we needed to tell people. Wait, please. Haven't you heard? Dear Lord, that's not cool anymore. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You got one?
Yeah, the mullet.
The mullet. See, that's one of those things, like, Chris accuses the laser pointer of never being cool. Was the mullet ever cool? Was it cool in the 80s or something? Or?
No, it was never cool.
Never cool.
Like somebody's bad science experiment.
What will happen if we cut a man's hair into this shape?
And then now they got to tell him.
Yeah, well,
it's a backwards mullet.
And that's the thing. A lot of people will wear a mullet to try to be funny, you know, but then they don't realize that people that see them for the first time out in public don't know if they're trying to wear a mullet to be funny. So it doesn't really
yeah.
It doesn't really work out. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.